1 Corinthians chapter 2. And as for me, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come in extravagance of speech or wisdom when I proclaimed the testimony of God to you. For I decided not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in an exhibition of spirit and power, in order that your faith should not be in men's wisdom, but in the power of God. But we speak wisdom among those who are complete, wisdom not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are being brought to nothing, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, wisdom which has been hidden, which God preordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age has known, for if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it stands written, what the eye has not seen, and the ear has not heard, and what has not arisen in the heart of man, are what God has prepared for those who love him. And God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit inquires about all things, including the deep things of God. For who among men knows the concerns of man, except the spirit of man which is in him? And likewise, no one knows the concerns of God, except the Spirit of God. But we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, in order that we might know the things graciously given to us by God. And we also speak of these things, not with subject matter taught by human wisdom, but with subject matter taught by Holy Spirit, as we compare spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot know them, because they are spiritually evaluated. But the spiritual person evaluates everything, but he himself is not evaluated by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord and can instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.